A week after it ruled out a cash lifeline for SPC, the federal government is facing more demands for industry assistance. Australia's biggest regional airline, Rex, is warning that the aviation sector will collapse without government support, as business reporter Pat McGrath reports.
Rex has issued a profit warning to the share market, predicting its pre-tax earnings for the first half of this financial year will be 40% lower than during the previous year. It's blaming a big decline in business travel for most of the drop in revenue. The airline has declined to speak with the world today about the conditions facing the industry. However, its chief operating officer, Gary Filmer, used the profit warning statement to draw attention to what he sees as the serious problems plaguing the sector. He says the entire aviation industry is financially hemorrhaging, with big declines in revenue at Qantas and Virgin Australia.
Regional aviation is even harder hit as the profit margins are slimmer. We've already seen the collapse of two of Australia's oldest regional carriers during this financial year, Aero Pelican and Brindabella. And in today's toxic aviation environment, more will likely follow suit. In the past decade, there was an average of one regional airline collapsing every year.
Gary Filmer also used the statement to call on the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Regional Development, Warren Truss, to fulfil one of the government's pre-election promises. In the month before last year's federal election, the coalition pledged to offer $3.5 million worth of rebates to airlines operating on routes with low passenger volumes.
We implore the Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development to take immediate and forceful efforts to fulfil his election commitments to regional aviation, outlined in the Coalition's policy for aviation, as many regional carriers have little time left before they face the same fate as Brindabella.
Warren Truss has been unavailable for comment today. In a statement, his office said the subsidy scheme is being finalised and the minister will announce the arrangements for the scheme once all remaining details have been decided. The warning from Rex comes amid pressure on the government to intervene to help solve the financial problems at Qantas. There were reports last year the government was considering repurchasing a stake in Qantas or moving to guarantee its debt. Aviation analyst Tony Webber from the University of Sydney Business School believes the comments from Rex need to be viewed in light of the Qantas issues.
I think Rex has seen that Qantas has been very vocal about its profitability being under pressure, and Rex has seen its profits, you know, coming under significant pressure, and has decided that if Qantas can ask for assistance, and so can we.
Tony Webber, who previously worked at Qantas, believes the pressures facing Rex are simply part of doing business.
There's strong and new competitive entry in that segment in the market, particularly in the form of Virgin Australia. So these things combined have created the weakness, and you know, I think it's just a weakness in the cycle, and that within a year or two they'll be doing fine again.
There have been some recent cases, though, where regional airlines have gone under. We've seen Brindabella go under and Aero Pelican so far in just the past few months. Do you see a risk of Rex going under and leaving areas around Australia cut off essentially from air travel?
There's always a risk that airlines can go under, particularly the smaller airlines. Rex could go under. But you know, I think it's unlikely. It's been in the market for a very long time. It's actually not making a loss at the moment. It's just making a very small profit.
That very small profit forecast appears to have disappointed investors. Today, its share price has fallen by as much as 8.5%.
Business reporter Pat McGrath.